Hey, it's good to see you. I'm so glad I saw you before leaving.
Yeah.
And Jed.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
Kivik.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We finally get to do this.
Finally.
We met about 6 months ago.
Yes. Yes.
And we had talked about doing the podcast. Thank you for doing this. I know you've been super busy. We'll get into details very soon. You came down with something. Your throat was acting up.
I was about to tell you, I was also going to postpone today because I woke up with like no voice at all. I was talking to my best friend. And then she took care of me and here I am.
All right. So we're going to try to keep it to a minimum in terms
of. No worries.
Okay. I don't want to exhaust your voice.
Doesn't it sound like sexy a little bit?
It's raspy. Yeah. This is before your days. There used to be a time in the US where you left voice messages. Like, for instance, if someone called you, this is before WhatsApp, Telegram,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So when you called someone, you'd get an answering machine.
Yeah.
So people would deliberately wait till they got sick and be like, hey, I'm not here right now.
Me, when I sing, for example, yesterday I had a performance, yeah, and I sang with this voice because I still didn't recover properly. And I got used to it in a way. And I've already seen artists that are like, please let me get back like to this voice. And because it's different. It gives a different, you know.
It's got character. It's
got character, 100%.
It's got friction and it rubs differently. And
yes.
It's nice. The thing is, it's not something you can manufacture.
No, you know? And you don't actually want it as an artist because it messes up with your vocals.
For sure, so. For sure. Because too much rubbing, yes, of the vocal cords can damage. And a lot of artists have had issues with, mm-hmm, it. So between your throat and my red eye,
today
we're good.
We're aligned, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Perfect.
All good. Well, it's really good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're definitely one of the young up and coming artists I'm most excited about. I have a lot of hope for where you're gonna go and where you have the potential to go. We'll get into all that. Before we jump into it, I always like to know kind of what the initial bug, like how did you catch the bug for wanting to be an artist? Was it as a dancer? Because I know you dance and you sing.
Yeah, good question.
Was it the dancing first? Was it the singing first? How did it start for you?
I did start as a dancer, but I started learning ballet, hip hop, jazz in different academies in Lebanon. So I did start as like a dancer, but singing made me realize that this is what I wanted to do. The minute I stepped on stage when I was like around 12 years old, my sister pushed me, you know, at school, you have these lycée du talent. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. My sister pushed me to do it. It's really thanks to my family. When I was younger, I didn't really realize that, oh, I have a beautiful voice. I just used to sing. And over the years, I've noticed like, remember when you were like 10 years old, you used to come back from school, not study, just watch music videos and concerts from Michael Jackson and Jennifer Lopez, Black Eyed Peas. And that is when I'm like, damn, it was a part of my life and I haven't like noticed it till now. So it really is thanks to my family. Then when I did these competitions, the minute I stepped on stage, that's when I realized.
It's addicting.
Yeah. And you know what helps you as well is when, for example, you win, like I won a competition, first place, and I was 12 years old or 14 years old. And that's like a push for like, I can do it. Maybe this is it, you know? And at the time I didn't, but it became a passion and I kept on like pushing forward.
Do you think you would have had the same fire if you hadn't won? Like, do you feel how much of it is, I mean, obviously you get feedback. I'm obviously doing something,
yes,
right? I'm being,
yes,
rewarded,
yes,
quote unquote, for, mm-hmm, it. If you hadn't won or if you had, let's say, if you had been second or third or whatever,
good
do you
question.
Think you would have had enough of a fire? Like, did you want it bad enough at that point or did you know?
I guess we'll never know, you know?
No, for sure.
Kanye,
for sure. But
I guess we'll never know. No,
I'm just wondering if the winning had a part.
Look, it had a part because it kept on like repeating itself, but it really is just to explain. But at the end of the day, I think without the support of my family and if I didn't win, I think I wouldn't have done.
Okay.
What I'm doing, maybe.
Yeah, but no, I mean,
you know, because yes, at the end of the day, that helped a lot. And
for sure,
just the support of friends and family, and also people that I haven't ever met, like strangers. But, you know, the support of people is the thing that pushes me a lot forward. Like, I honestly say very transparently, I've struggled with like believing in myself at first. Am I good enough? I always like used to compare big artist to myself. And I'm like, come on, I shouldn't.
That's very common. And honestly, if that ever goes away, Shauna, you should worry.
Yeah.
I've worked with some of the top names.
Yeah.
Self-doubt, look, it could cripple you if you let it. But if you use it as fuel.
100%.
It's the most important thing.
100%.
And listen, if you get to a point where you're like, I've got it made, I don't need anything else, that's when you should worry.
Yes. When people tell me, do you stress before a performance? I'm like, if I don't, a good stress, then there's a problem. Because I stress to be perfect on stage.
Sure,
I stress
sure.
to give my everything.
Yep.
But if it's something that really pushes me down and I'm like stressing and I can't go on stage, that's a problem. But yeah, I think... Because I was so young and I had another vision in front of me. And honestly, yeah, like things have changed over the years. It's insane.
What was it and where did it go? Like,
oh
and
my
where,
God.
Where was that kind of fork in the road?
I often step back. These past few days have been insanely like overwhelming for me. More than when I just arrived in Dubai. And I've taken a step back at some point, like a few days ago. And I'm like, just look around and see yourself, look at yourself, look at where you know, like from 2012 to 2024, like what? How come?
Reality check, yeah.
Reality check, destiny, my prayers, everyone has a purpose. It's insane. Like you might not know it now, but you will. And so it's just never give up, never. The change, I mean, I guess, it's just that since it became a passion, I started covering stuff on Instagram. Friends asking me to sing at their birthdays or competitions. So I kept on going, but I never thought that I would be here. Even though it was a dream, I never said to myself it would become a reality. I was going to be like a business person or I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Speaking, we go back to if something else had happened, if not an artist or a performer, is there anything else that remotely can compete in terms of things that you're into? It could be fashion, could be acting, could be anything else.
Yeah,
In terms of interests.
So right now, there would be nothing. But if I ever had to consider acting, even though I think I'm so bad at it, like so.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I feel like, for example, my music video on Walk That Walk, I had to act a little bit. And when I see myself, I'm like, I cringe. And I'm like,
again, remember the self-doubt?
I know.
Look, Shauna, if you ever look back at something, you're like, nailed it, there's a problem. The key is to always get better, right?
I think if you keep on succeeding and you never kind of fail or you don't cringe on yourself, I think there is also not a problem, but like it's never going to push you forward.
For sure.
You know, failures are the things that brought me to where I am today.
100%. But I also think there's a different way to frame it.
I've heard failure.
Feedback. If you look at it as feedback, some things are working, some things aren't working. And things not working doesn't mean it's a failure necessarily. It's
100%.
All about perspective and what you do with that information.
I'd actually rephrase that. I don't like to say it's a failure. I'd say it's like a challenge ahead, you know, or like a lesson. I think it's success and a lesson. That's it. And then I'm challenged to get better. And to be honest with this, for example, it is challenging to be in Dubai, for example, being alone and being independent, not wanting to take a single penny from my parents anymore and just living an independent life at 23 years old. And that has been the most beautiful, overwhelming, tiring experience I've ever lived.
Welcome to the real world.
Exactly.
I mean, at some point you're going to have to go out there and fly on your own.
And I
feel, from, you know, some people do it a bit younger. Some people are a little quote unquote later,
true.
You know, but the fact that you get to do it, I think it's all in alignment with the master plan,
which
it sounds like you believe in. Speaking of pre-performance butterflies,
yes.
Is that right before you get on stage for you the day before? Like, what does that look like?
It's actually right before performing. Right before I get on stage, I'm like,
boof. Yeah. Do you freeze?
A flashback, freeze.
Yeah.
I need water.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I do vocal warm-ups every single day and right before my performances. But yeah, I think it hits right before getting on stage. It also depends on the project. It really does depend because if how big the project is, how much stress and how much like energy I have to put into this project, it depends. But since I'm getting used to it, it's just right before getting on stage, making sure everything is perfect.
I can completely relate. When I used to perform, for me, it would be not the night before. It would be 2 nights before the actual thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. And then before I get on stage, maybe a little bit of excitement, but like it's that 2 nights before
exactly.
a performance. Oh my God. That gets
By the
me
way,
back.
What about you? Like podcast, how did you feel?
In terms of doing the podcast, you
yeah.
mean? Or?
Stress.
No. I mean, thing is, I've been doing this so long, not the podcasting part, because I've performed, you know, I've opened for a lot of big
yeah.
artists, and I've worked with a lot of artists as we spoke about
yes.
off air. So it's all about reps, right? So the more you do something, the less nervous you get about it. But no, I mean, very few people get in front of the camera.
True.
The first time they're like, oh, I was born to do this.
Or yeah, you know, very true.
So. What you are seeing or what others might be seeing is just a lot of reps of
yes,
doing it.
Yes.
Even though the podcasting part, I haven't been doing all that long. This is probably like episode 90 or something like that.
90, wow.
But I've done a lot of, so my best friend and I, Hassan, he's the morning show host at Star yeah. FM, BABW. We had a show called Zeno Hassan. We used to do music review. We'd review Arabic and Western music.
Amazing.
We did 300 plus episodes weekly.
Oh my God.
You know,
what?
So, yeah. So we started in 2016. So, I mean, I look back at the early episodes and I'm like, it's cringe times a million, you know? So what you're seeing now is the result of like stacking these things on top
Definitely.
Of each other.
Definitely.
You know
and
I mean?
Look at you. You're so natural. I mean, I feel extremely comfortable talking to you. So,
as it should be, mind you. It didn't start out that way.
Yeah.
But like, maybe when you first walked in, obviously this isn't your first interview, it's not
yeah.
your last, but when you come in, a lot of people can be intimidated by the setup, like the number of cameras. But once you have a conversation, once you immerse yourself, it kind of like you forget.
I totally agree. And you know, interviews, I was just saying that to my best friend, because I'm staying right now. We're together at the same apartment. And I'm like, you know, I hate, like I don't hate, but I struggle with interviews. And I don't know why. It's because...
Is it a language thing? Is it an expression thing? What's the...
I don't know. It's just like, again, am I good enough? Do I talk well? And you know, like stuff like that. But then once you're with... It really depends also on the person
no,
that
sure.
talks to you.
I feel like, okay, so part of it is that we quote unquote broke the ice already. Like I
100%.
Feel like you'd probably eventually feel the way you feel.
Yes.
But I feel like the fact that we spoke, you know, in person and we were chatting on Instagram before, I feel like that kind of lessens the, I don't want to say, it's not the shock. It's just that.
But I totally agree. It
suspense.
Breaks the ice. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like I know you. For me, you're a friend. I know you. We're just having a very beautiful, interesting conversation about literally the both of us artists that made it in the music industry, which is not a simple thing at all. Like we both know how messy it can be.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
That's great. So with regard to where you are now,
yeah.
is there a plan going ahead? I mean, I know you're, you know, obviously Warner is distribution, you
yes.
got management, you've got a lot of things happening for you. And I want to say that I was hoping to see the curls today because
oh,
I feel like it's your signature.
It is my signature. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like, you know, in branding you, I feel like
yes.
the curls, I mean, maybe you get to a point where you're like, you go anti-curl and then you bring it back, but.
I'm telling you, listen, everyone, y'all, I'm not taking my curls off. My curls are my identity. And thank you for mentioning that because today is a bad hair day. And I think curly girls will understand. We have bad days and you do not want to see our hair. You want to cover them as much as possible. But yeah, today, unfortunately, because I had a performance yesterday and with curls, it just doesn't work. Other than that, yeah, for my future plans, you were saying yeah. about my curls, by the way,
yeah.
even shoots for magazines, for my covers, anything related to my music, I make sure to specify that my curls are a part of whatever project.
It's like your plus.
Preparing.
I feel like it's your plus one.
I swear, like if there's no plus one, if my curls are not my plus one, I'm not coming, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So definitely. They're a part of me, to be honest. And I used to hate my curls when I was younger.
I love that you're leaning into it now.
Yeah. And it's thanks to my family, specifically my aunt. Cynthia would like to say thank you. Because she used to tell me like, take this, just show me your curls. Can you just show me your curls?
Mom's sister or dad's sister?
Mom's sister.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, my mom, and she has three sisters, four of them, like, actually the three of them have curls, like, okay, insane.
So it's in the family.
So it's in the family. I'm very blessed to have that.
You guys should do you should do a photo shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
With all of them, maybe like,
yeah. Turn.
Only you Connor, facing Connor. It. I love it. I think that'd be great.
Exactly. So yeah, and it's also crazy, like with over the years, how you can change and you can love yourself even more. Loving yourself is something that I've been learning as well.
Was dancing, because I saw, and for me, what kind of really caught my attention is your ability to dance, because very few people, even though there are a lot of good dancers, especially in Lebanon and a few here and there scattered, but I feel like Lebanon's got a healthy kind of dance scene,
totally.
Underground.
Totally.
But many artists that have tried to do the I sing and I dance, so far I'm not super impressed.
You're right.
But you happen to do it very well. So
thank
I'm
you.
Wondering if dancing, obviously, you know, it's something you started on when you were early. Did that come easier than singing, or do you feel like they're kind of on par with each other now? Do you lean into one more than the other?
It's both. Both were the same level. Yeah, I started as good as a singer as a dancer.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
So you have that natural ability, because some people have it. Some people,
100%.
Like, for instance, I'll tell you, I'm not the best vocalist per se. I mean, and the thing is, like, I used to really be bogged down by that because all the people I used to emulate were tenors and altos.
Mm.
I'm a baritone. I didn't even know the difference between a baritone, alto, soprano, et cetera.
I feel you.
So I used to emulate people who sing much higher than I should be singing, not knowing that, you know, there's speech level singing, you know,
100%.
After I got to know all that. But so emulating that, some songs came easier than others, but I was like, it's a muscle. You know, like, for instance, if you look at Madonna, you don't exactly think of Madonna as the world's best vocalist. She can sing.
Yes.
And mind you, it's not you're either Ariana Grande, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, or you don't sing, or Mariah Carey.
100%.
So I was really bogged down by that because the people I used to emulate, there's a group called Boys to Men, and there was a singer named Brian McKnight. I mean, amazing vocalists, right? I'm like, I'm not like them. So going back to the comparing
of
yourself
course.
To them. I was like, so if I don't sound like that, I must not be good enough.
Oof.
And then I realized that the voice is a muscle. So what I did have going for myself is I have a good ear.
Yeah.
So I could sing anything on pitch. Now, my voice was still weak. You know, I, like you, didn't have formal training or didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But my passion was so large that I was like, I'm going to make it happen. And I don't care if I'm the world's greatest singer or whatever.
You don't have to. That's what
exactly.
That's what you realize over the time. You don't have to.
Very true. But a lot of people kind of, you know, like a lot of people ask me, like, I think I have a good voice. I'm not sure. Should I sing? But I don't sound like X. I'm like, need another X.
Actually, that's the point.
Yeah.
We don't want, like, you're you, which makes you like super unique. And I totally agree with you, actually. About that, there are singers that were extremely like basic vocalists and basic singers. And they've worked on themselves. If I see myself, the videos of myself singing when I was like 12 years old and now, even 2 years ago, even a week ago, I'm not even exaggerating, a week ago, and I notice after vocal warm-ups, and because just like you said, your voice is a muscle. And even if you don't have, even if you're not born with it, if you practice and you work on it and you work on yourself, you can be better than singers that are born with a beautiful voice. I'm serious. It's just
for sure.
The way you see it, the way you see yourself, the way how much you work on yourself. That's it. It's the commitment.
100%. I always said to friends in the industry, whatever I lack in talent, I make up with sheer willpower and determination.
Amen.
Like,
amen.
You know, like it's not it would be boring if like either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, like people look at it differently. I feel like, again, as I've gotten older and with more experience, it's about what you bring to it. So what am I doing with my voice that is adding to, you know, because I always think of a song as a kind of a trio. It's at the bass, it's got to be lyric and melody.
Yeah.
And then you've got the voice, you know, that triad needs to be a perfect one. Sometimes you need a big voice for it. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of finding what suits you.
And you know, a voice is not only like, again, you're not only born with it. It's it can affect if you're not healthy, if you're not active, if you don't work harder on it. Like, I don't know, Rosalía, the singer.
I love her.
If you see, because I'm a fan of her, but I've done some research. If you listen to her performances 10 years ago, I think she performed at The Voice or something. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe it. I couldn't even continue watching the video.
Yeah.
But it's how much work she put into becoming the artist she is today. It's insane. Like, and that's why I'm a fan. Because not only because of her voice, thanks to her voice or her talent, it's how hard she worked to get there.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of people don't get to see the, I mean,
no,
okay,
the
so
evolution.
Suddenly you're like, oh my God, she's great, or he or whatever. And you're like, you missed the 10 or however many years it took to get them
yes.
here.
And you know, there are some videos, by the way, for example, that I've already posted a few years ago that I'm not proud of, for example, because of my looks, because of the way I talk, the way I act. And I used to talk to my manager. I used to tell him, look, Daniel, like, can we just archive these? Can we delete them? Can we not talk about them? He's like, no, I'm keeping them because people are going to check everything.
Yep.
And they're going to see the way you grew,
yep.
the way you changed. And it actually is impressive, you know? And that's what I love about Rosalía and Dua Lipa, for example.
Yeah. Or Halsey.
So many artists. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why, like, and then I took a step back and I'm like, you're actually right. People are going to see when I was maybe horrible, but then how I worked on myself to become the person I am today. And it actually doesn't, I don't want it to start by thinking what others will see. I will get to go back a few years before and see how I changed. And that actually pushes me and motivates me.
And people, like, there used to be a time where you need to look a certain part, you know, like it was important to look and come off as perfect. People
so
are sick and tired of that. Mind you, it goes in cycles, right? It's just
yes,
like fashion.
Yes, so
but
true.
But in general, people want to feel like if I poke Shauna, I'm poking a real person, especially, you know, in the age of AI.
That's
like, is
so
this,
true.
You know, like, I mean, a lot of artists or musicians are worried that AI is going to take, you know, people still want to, they want to connect with people,
yes.
right? You can lean into them as tools to help you with your craft. But the more raw and the more relatable you are, that's what makes household names, not the image. Although
exactly.
a lot of people, unfortunately, especially because of social media and comparing yourself, whether you like it or not, there's a lot of things that happen to your mental health and all this stuff. So double down on that. The more you do, and people in general are just curious. They want to know the behind the scenes. They want to know, like, okay, what's Shauna's favorite perfume?
100%.
You know, what is her toothpaste? What, you know,
who,
like, they want to
who
know.
Who is she?
Exactly.
Not only as an artist, because sometimes as an artist, you don't show who you really are or everything about yourself. Family, like your routine, your daily routine, everything. And I think this is super important as well. I've recently had a conversation also with my team about just how can I get closer to my audience? The way I do it is just being myself, not overthinking. Do I post this? Do I post that? Do I look good? Can I say that? No, just post whatever you want to post and be yourself. And this is exactly how people are going to get closer
for
to
sure,
you. Because
sure.
I mean, the connection is the most important thing. My goal is to share my music with people that connect with it. And also that connect through my, like, souls, you know,
we
connect through souls and stuff. So I think that's extremely important.
I think another thing that's happened that is a paradigm shift. In the past, maybe before your time, or like maybe when you were still relatively young, maybe like 2-3 years old, if you ask someone, what do you want to be? Let's say they wanted to either be a singer or an actor. If they didn't want to be like the traditional things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ask the same Shauna that's like now 3 or 4 years old, what do you want to be? I want to be Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
I want to be insert social influencer, because that's the new form of what celebrity looks like. And I feel like there's a divide amongst artists that feel like, oh, but then I'm a content creator, but I'm a singer. It's no longer about just being a singer. You have to really get with the times.
100%, 100%. You kind of maybe lose the value. Not in a bad way, but it's more about, actually, it could be both.
It's a brand. You're
it's
building a brand, whether you're a singer.
Exactly.
being a singer plus other things doesn't mean you're any less
of
good
course
as a
not
singer.
Exactly at all. It actually shows that you are a multitasker that is willing to do your own thing you're so good about and like try fashion. That's what I'm doing, by the way. I haven't been into fashion. Remember when you asked me if it wasn't singing, what would it be other than actress, fashion, dancer? So I try to include literally everything. And sometimes I actually, and sometimes I need help. So right now I've been connecting with stylists. I've been into fashion more, into dancing even more, like taking classes daily if I can.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a whole. You're a singer, but if you can give more, then you become even more unique,
yeah,
even more special
yep.
for yourself and then for others. It always starts with yourself, by the way.
Absolutely.
Always.
About that, are you more active on, not that there's no right answer, but for instance, do you lean into TikTok more versus Instagram versus Shorts?
Oh my God. TikTok.
Yeah.
Is my problem. TikTok.
Tell me about it. Let's talk.
Oh my God. I mean... TikTok, I love you guys and they support me so well. I mean, they're family to me.
Yeah.
There's one guy, Josh, that I love.
Shout out to Josh. I love Josh.
Shout out to Josh. Yep. Love you. Like, he's been a support system since the beginning of my career and when I started getting in touch with TikTok. But TikTok, I don't know what to say. It's just I can't say it's not for me because I am working right now very hard on going back to TikTok, but Instagram is my...
Okay. So it's a bread and butter. And mind you, we're not plugging one company versus the other. I was just wondering if...
At all.
You know, you speak certain things more natively.
Like yes.
Maybe it's the layout. Maybe it's the behavior. Maybe it's all that.
And you know what's funny? Is that on Instagram, I'm more of a branded artist. Like I'm Shana, the artist, posting music, dance. TikTok, you should be yourself. So it should be easier, which is harder for me. And it actually says a lot, maybe. I really want to show people how to, like, how I am, who I am. And TikTok is the platform. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm planning on it.
That speaks, mind you, the reason I brought that up is because you're of the age, in theory, even though I might lean a bit younger still, but you're not old by any stretch of the imagination. At 23, right? You're 23?
Yeah, 23.
TikTok should be native to you. So it's just a matter of, because every platform requires you to speak natively to that particular platform.
Yes.
Maybe you just haven't found, are you not a consumer of TikTok? Is that partly
what it is? So I watch.
Okay.
But
so you do consume.
TikTok.
Okay.
And I do try. Trust me. I don't know why I am struggling with TikTok. It's the easiest thing. The easiest. You can literally film yourself drinking water. Have a beautiful day. And you get millions of views.
Yeah.
That's it.
In your circles, do you have people that are either in the industry or maybe adjacent, if it's not music directly, that are doing TikTok and it's rewarding them for their efforts?
Of course. So many artists. And that also motivates me to just say to myself, okay, this month, you forget Instagram and you do TikTok.
The thing is, you shouldn't forget. It's not an either or. It's and. You should always think, if anyone out there wants to be, you know, on social media, you don't think, oh, do I do this or this? It should be this
both,
and.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I blame myself because my team has been extremely, we've had several meetings about TikTok. They're like, Instagram, you're great. And you can even give more, and I can. But TikTok, really, we don't even send us what you're doing. Do it.
Just document.
Post it.
Yeah.
Document it. Anything. Eating a pineapple, singing, dancing. Everything that you do. And I don't. And to be honest, I blame myself. And when I blame myself, I'm like, okay, and look at other artists. And this is a good comparison. Look at the other artists that are working hard on Instagram, but also on TikTok. And look at them literally like blowing up and I think I should do the same. I haven't discovered my way in. I should. And I like the fact that I blame myself in a way because it really pushes me forward.
It's good. I mean, you need, you know, I always say you need the carrot and the stick, right?
Yes.
So you need the reward.
Yes.
But also don't, I mean, you know, there is something. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I think what you're going to say, I'm going to agree with it. Like, don't let it burn you down.
Not just bring you down. There's also there is value in conquering a platform before you take it somewhere else. Even though, I mean, some things translate. Some things you have to do differently.
Yeah.
But the more you delay it, the longer you delay it, the more you're like, oh. I mean, just like with anything else,
you just
have to start, right?
So
what would you say, what do you think are the biggest hurdles for you is it because you want to be quote unquote successful right out of the gate? Do you care about numbers on, you know, like if you post something on Instagram?
I used to, but not anymore.
How did you disconnect from caring too much about that stuff?
I think when I was, I think many artists relate to that. I was just in a bad mood, or I was checking my phone every 5 seconds, like, How many likes?
Yeah.
And even on TikTok, I'm like, you know, I think TikTok, and that's a very, very good question. I think when I was seeing that my views weren't as high as others that were literally doing the same as I did, and the idea didn't come from me.
Yeah,
of course,
it's not a unique thing.
No, it's not a unique thing. But why them? What's the problem with me? Okay, maybe that's not my platform, but it is. It is the biggest platform right now that really can make you grow as the artist you want to become. So numbers used to mean a lot to me. And then I've had conversations with my family about it, my sister specifically, and my mom and my team, and also with myself. And I've noticed that at some point I did take a break and I didn't post anything on Instagram nor on TikTok. And I've noticed how happy I was. And that's messed up.
It's a rat race. I mean, you need to disconnect because...
At some point you should. Or you have to find a balance. And you can't blame Instagram. You can't blame TikTok. You can't blame anyone other than maybe you should just know how to control your consumption on Instagram and TikTok.
It's like a fader. Some days you'll consume more. In general, the way I like to look at it is because I'm also a producer, not just of music. I produce content or what have you. There are seasons where I'm more of a consumer.
Yeah.
And there are seasons where I'm more of a producer, where I'm creating.
Totally.
So the way I measure it in general, I'm happier when I'm producing and putting out stuff as opposed to, and you know, whether we like it or not, whether it's on purpose or not. I mean, we're in the eyeball economy. People, it's all about attention. And it's like every platform wants to keep you on the platform. Not to say, oh, they're evil or the devil, but they want to sell advertising. I mean, the business model is clear.
That's it.
The more people spend there, the more you can charge, et cetera. But if you don't balance it, it'll kill you.
It'll kill you.
You know? So.
And it does at some point. But there, I did talk about the negative side of it, but the positive side is big. You know, like you get creative thanks to these creators.
Sure.
You get, you want to support. Like, I love supporting other artists from my country, Lebanon, or from the MENA region, or from any country in the world. I just love, and I'm so impressed, you know, like I feel extremely blessed when I get to watch several videos online, whether it's international or from the MENA region. And I'm like, I'm in this industry. I'm an artist just like them. We're working all, like we're one at the end of the day. All we want to do is share our music one way or another. I share it because I want to connect with people. Others, it's maybe for the money, which is understandable, and for different reasons. But music and art is such a beautiful industry.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. Yeah. And I feel extremely, and this is what helped me not burn out or look at the views anymore. Like you do it for you first, and then you do it to share it with people. And I mean, views do not define who you are as an artist at all.
Or as a person.
Let's start with that. Yeah. You share it because you want to. And if you don't want to share it, then that's it. So yeah, I've learned a lot. Even comparing actually started pushing me, like really bringing me to a higher level. I used to compare myself just like any other artist. Why this number for her and not me? But then I'm like, damn. Bravo. I actually love that about you. I'm going to try it. And I actually noticed that she was, let's say this artist was following a certain identity. Let me figure out my identity. Let me show the world who I am. And this is when things are going to become very interesting. And this is what I started doing literally a year after.
So more to use it more as fuel,
of
as opposed
course,
to like,
as a fuel, 100%. Yeah. And supporting each other literally is the best thing as an artist.
That's great. I want to talk about Dubai. You've been here for about 5-6 months.
Yes, in September, mid-September.
I remember that we met shortly after you came here. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the projects you've been involved in and what you have coming up, because it's very exciting stuff.
So thank you, first of all. I'm very excited to share them with you and the world, obviously. So I came to Dubai because I got an offer to be a performer at the Theater Dubai with Guy Manoukian, a very important human being in my journey as an artist and in as a whole. And this offer actually gave me the opportunity to be in Dubai. So I actually took it not only to perform, because it's what I do, but also I needed to leave Lebanon and just figure out my life somewhere else. Dubai became my home the minute I stepped there. I've been to Dubai in 2021, and this is also when I first started becoming Shana as the artist. But this time, I feel like I was 21 at the time, now I'm 23. I feel like I've grown 10 years older. Like literally, I don't know, mentally and physically, everything. And I was here to work on a few tracks. And since we're talking about that, I actually met a lot of producers here. Amazing, talented producers, just like Sleiman Damian, Bailouni. Shout out to both. Yeah. I love them both so much. They're extremely talented. And the theater gave me a lot of exposure. So that also, I'm very grateful for that. Shout out to Guy Manoukian for this opportunity. And I've been writing.
Oh, good.
Yes, I've been writing. And this actually is a point that I never thought I could write. I was also like so close to that. Shana, I don't think you're good enough yet. But then I gave myself a shot, and it's also thanks to my manager who was like, you know what, write when you're tired, when you're happy, blah, blah, blah. Keep a notebook with you. So that happened. And I don't know, I've had many ups and downs here. And thanks to these experiences, I was willing to write songs that I threw out the window. Yeah. Doesn't matter. But I was able to come back home, sit, and just wanting to write. Mm-hmm. And I never had that before. And this time I did. And now I'm finalizing my album.
That's amazing. And yes. Are you doing lyrics and melody, or are you writing?
So I have my guitar. So? I always grab my guitar, or there are a few, you know, softwares or sites online that you find with beats, but mostly with my guitar. This is where I connect the most with my soul and my voice and everything.
Yeah.
So yes, lyrics and melody, but then the composition goes further with the producer.
Gotcha. In general, when you hear a song that you like, you tend to gravitate toward lyrics first or music?
I've been asked this question so many times, and I actually never really got a specific, like, I don't know.
Maybe it varies from, you know, like some songs, it's like, it's the lyrics that caught you. Some songs,
actually,
it's the...
I'm going to tell you one thing. When I sit down and write, I start with the melody, because I grab my guitar and I just start, you know, grooving with my guitar and stuff. But let's say,
are you pretty comfortable with the guitar? Can you translate your thoughts into?
Yes, yes. These days, thanks to practice, it's all about practicing, you know. But before, no.
Yeah.
And now, let's say I'm with you. I go back home and I just want to write something on my notebook or on notes on my phone.
Yeah.
This is when I start lyrics before melody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if I sit down, it starts with my guitar.
And do you have a process? Like, for instance, I mean, there's no right way or wrong
way.
Everyone's different.
Of course.
For instance, titles for me are a big deal. Like, I'll get a song idea, you know, from a title.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a lyric that isn't necessarily the hook or the name of the song.
100%.
And it's just the seed. It's the thing that gets you started. Sometimes it's a chord. Sometimes it's a melody. Do you tend to start, like, if you're like, okay, here we go. Shana is sitting down. Discipline.
She wants to write.
We're going to write.
Discipline.
Is there a thing you go for first? Is it like, what am I feeling? Like, what's your process?
Yes. Everything I write is about how I feel.
Mm.
Literally, because, for example, home, I was tired. I didn't want to write. And my manager told me to write. So I literally wrote how I was feeling. Told me to write, I guess, when I'm tired it all comes out, I won't keep quiet. I write it down, you know?
That's good. It's fuel. It's just fuel. Fire. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So it comes with a feeling.
Yeah.
And it's mostly when I'm sad. And I've watched a podcast recently with an artist. I can't remember which artist, but they said it's so easy. Why is it so easy to write about sadness and so hard to write about happiness? And I was extremely curious to know more mm-hmm. about that, mm-hmm. that I tried writing about
happiness.
Yeah. It took me some time. It took me days. And this is where I think I start with the lyrics when I'm happy, because
okay.
I just want to
write it down.
But sadness, I start with my guitar and I'm like, fuck.
It's connecting. It's a frequency. It's like,
I'm so mad at myself. You know, happiness, it's just harder to express it, but it'll come.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm so happy that I'm more comfortable writing, because I always wanted to be a writer other than a singer. Always. Yeah. Like Alicia Keys, I admire that singer because her lyrics are incredibly inspiring. And I was like, you know what? And I'm also, for example, piano. I also want to learn like piano and just push myself into experiencing new stuff. So yeah, one more song for my album, by the way.
That's amazing.
One more.
I love it. Is there a target release date for the new album? Or are you doing
EP? I'm
going to
be super
EP
transparent.
First? Yeah.
I don't have a deadline yet, but like we have a deadline internally, but a deadline for, you know, to release it, we don't know yet. We're just trying to make it happen the soonest. Okay. I just want to share my music. I want to share my stuff. And the songs that are going to be released, most of them are the ones that I wrote.
That's great. That's
great. I've already released 6 tracks, but most of them.
And most recently, a collaboration with a DJ. I want to hear all about how that came about, the experience and all that.
This one, this collaboration is actually currently changing my life as an artist. It shaped it in so many ways. The fact that I sing in English, you know, I'm Lebanese. People expect from me to sing in Arabic, and I totally understand that. And I am experimenting that side, but I want to make sure that it comes from my heart. But the fact that Cosmic Cat came into my life so unexpectedly, giving me the chance to still show my identity as a singer that sings in English, a Lebanese singer that sings in English, but still collaborating with a Saudi DJ, that kind of, you know, like...
Fusion.
It's a fusion of the MENA region and me trying to make it into the international world as well. So the story is, I'm going to cut it short. We met during our shoot with Audemars Piguet and Vogue Arabia in 2022, if I'm not wrong. And we clicked with all of the artists involved. But then she apparently was curious enough to listen to my tracks. And she was on her way back to her country, producing Lover's Game, our latest track. And she vibed with my voice. She's like, I think that's the voice I need. So a few months later, I released Wide Eyes, but I also released Wide Eyes Remix. And I literally just wanted to spread it to DJs and ask them if they could play it during their gigs.
Sets, yeah.
And she was a part of the broadcast. And she's like, girl, literally, like I needed a vocalist for my song and you send me this remix. That's it. Like
it's a done
you
deal.
Open, it's a done deal. I want your voice. Send me the lyrics. Several options. I'm like, okay, but you know, EDM is not my style, and the audience knows that. My audience knows that I'm more of a pop, indie pop artist. That was like the biggest challenge at the time, and I was also in a very difficult phase. We all go through difficult phases, you know, and this one was like a lot of stress in my career. Questioning myself, am I good enough? Am I gonna make it? What's wrong with me? And when Cosmic Cat sent me this message, I'm like, okay, you know what? That's the time to prove to yourself that you can write, first of all, for an EDM track with a Saudi DJ, because that could be a big deal. And she has a big team, Middle Beast, respect. So I'm like, you know what? Let me do it. And in the most difficult phase of my career, I wrote 3 different options. She chose my favorite one, and I'm so happy.
For that particular track.
For that particular track. And during our call, I'm like, Cosmi, look, I'm not a fan. Like, I can do more, but right now, I don't know. maybe I'm not the one, or maybe it's not the time. She's like, let me check with my team. A day later, she's like, we have it. Go record it. And I feel extremely blessed till today, really. And I've been praying for that. And one of the reasons why I'm here today, the biggest reason, is because I pray. I literally,
That's an important thing. At least you have something to connect with. And I think,
yes,
as you go through the ups and downs, a lot of people lack that thing. I'm not saying it's right for everyone, but for those that rely on it, it's a compass, because life is going to throw a million curveballs at
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
If you don't have a compass that centers you, you'll...
I just literally tell him, like, take everything, just all of my worries. I'm going to do my thing. Take them out. I'll write, I'll release, I'll share my stuff. And whatever happens, I trust you, you know? And so that project, to be honest, is a gift in my career, is a good, is a perfect start. And it's been such a beautiful journey beside her. Like, she knows how much I love her. She's a sister to me. And we've clicked in so many ways. And she came to Dubai and we've done some shoots in the rooftop of near Burj Khalifa, and we did some gigs together. So this is just the beginning. We're still pushing the track to go like bigger and bigger. And so far, thanks to her, we did Soundstorm. Insane, really. Things that you least expect, when you don't think about it too much, it'll come to you.
You have to, Quincy Jones said something, you know, when you're in a session, Quincy Jones, he says you have to leave room for God to come in. You know what I mean? So, but you have to do your part, right?
Exactly.
Regardless of what your belief system is, there's that element of, you can't over-engineer it, over-analyze, over-plan everything.
Exactly.
There's got to be that, you do your part and let the rest take care of itself.
Exactly. Amen to this. I'm a fan of Quincy Jones, and that's exactly what happened. It's like a relationship. I don't say to myself, I want a boyfriend. Like, I want to have someone. I just say to myself, I'm not going to search for it. And it actually comes when you least expect it. So that's how it happens. You do your part. That's it. I do my part. And I'm trying to do more and give more, because with the love that I've had from everyone, my audience, my family, my friends, you, people like you, I wanna show them that whatever the support they give me is worth it. You know, they give, I want to give more. I have so much to give, so much love. It's still inside. And I'm like, I want to give it in the proper way, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, the right way.
You touched on something that I kind of want to drill down on a bit about success. Do you have an idea of what success looks like for you? Have you defined that? Because I feel a lot of people... I saw a John Mayer thing talk about this. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't identify what that looks like for you,
you're lost.
You're lost. You know, like, what is it? A million views on Instagram? Million views on TikTok?
Exactly.
Like, what is that? And then if you get that, what happens? Because we hang our happiness or our validation based on an event happening that is outside of our control.
Yes.
But if you say, for instance, today my plan is 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
You can do the part you control and then the rest is out of your control. Have you defined, and it doesn't have to be a finite, as in like success is this,
or
if I don't get this, it's not, but like, is there some sort of plan or roadmap, as in like success for me in the next year looks like this, overall it looks like this? Have you thought about these things?
You know, it's a difficult one, because to me, success has so many different
aspects.
Mm-hmm. For example, me being here is a success, because like every little thing that I do, every step that I take as an artist, even when I fail, which is a lesson to me, is a success, because I get to experience that failure.
It's what you do with it. Yeah.
And it's what I do with it. But I think, so many things. It's a whole different, like a whole other conversation. We have to open this conversation maybe another day, but being able to share my music is already a success for me. And obviously I have this thing where in 10 years or even in 5 years, I want to be on that stage. I want to collaborate with these artists. Of course, these are like written down on my vision board.
Oh,
and
you
I
have,
wanted to,
so you do have,
I do have a vision board.
Okay, okay,
I do. And it's thanks to my friend, Leah Mahoul. I think you know her.
Yeah, of course.
She's the one that actually made me read two books, Manifest and Manifest Dive Deeper. They, both of them, like they're, it's written inside, do your own vision board. One of them is, of course, to go big. But I think when you go big, if you go big, it's thanks to the little wins that you celebrate. And this is success for me, you know? And also success is being close to my family and still doing what I love. There are so many things. So sorry, maybe I didn't answer properly
to your question. The fact that you said a vision board to me says that there is something you're aiming toward.
Of course.
Not like, for instance, I mean, very few artists, especially if you're into pop, wouldn't wish or wouldn't love to win a Grammy, for instance.
Yes.
But is that what success is to you? Maybe yes, maybe no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the ultimate, maybe it's the ultimate dream, maybe it's not. Maybe
100%.
It's one of the stops. I was just wondering if it was like, I'm kind of going with the flow because like neither is right or wrong.
Yes.
But I feel like in general, again, it's the discipline of like, if you don't determine, because again, it goes back to like, okay, am I worth the views? You know, my...
Yeah.
Why am I comparing myself? Forget comparing yourself to other people. It's like, so today I weigh 5,000 views. The next day I weigh 2 views. That makes me less or more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So maybe success, for instance, on TikTok looks a certain way.
Yes,
on Instagram
exactly.
looks a certain way. But
exactly.
So knowing these things and doesn't mean you have to have like, okay, today, dear diary, today success for me looks like, that's not what I meant.
No.
I'm just wondering in general, if you have kind of an idea, because having that, A, is similar to the vision board and it's similar to manifesting.
Yes.
In that you have an idea. A lot of people don't have a north that
yes.
pulls them.
Yes.
So knowing what your north is, but if like, for instance, you think you're going north and you're like, oh, look, a squirrel, and then you go right. So
it's still,
you
know, there's still a way. There are still different, you know, directions to pick.
Southwest, yes. south, you know, like you have to pick your trajectory.
Exactly. Yeah. But totally agree. Those who don't really have like a vision, it would be difficult, you know?
It opens up a lot of issues, you know,
yes.
just because like you might get the thing that you thought you wanted, but if you didn't, it's like not having a target. You're like, A, you don't see it.
Yes.
B, you're like, you immediately want the next thing, not knowing what you wanted in the first place. So you're just like chasing your
turning
tail.
Exactly.
Which is just a recipe for like misery,
yeah.
you know, even though on the outside it might look like, oh my God, Shauna or insert artist name.
Yeah.
They have it, you know, that's the life. But the person themselves is like, God,
100%.
You know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
what's success for you actually?
Success, that's very important. Success, I mean, this is based on a lot of years of experience. Success is the freedom to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, just because I feel like it.
Amen.
So it could be, so money isn't a factor only to the point where, like, for instance, when it comes to money, I don't want to make a ton of money. I want to have enough. And I know, like, for me,
have
I know
enough.
I know what that number is.
Yes.
Like, I have it down to a dollar amount. Like, if I make this, I don't, mind you, it might be naive.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say it's 20 million. Let's say I get 20 million. I'm like, oh, well, you know, with 40 million, I could do this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But at least having some sort of idea. So I know what that is for me. And the reason I want that is because it affords me the ability to do whatever I want from wherever I want. I grew up in France. I lived in the States. So Paris is home for me. Like, that's where I feel the most at home. I'd want to be based in Paris and be able to go places. That to me is part of being successful if I were able to do that. Now, when I do that, doesn't mean like, I might go there and be like, okay, I thought this is what I wanted, but it's not.
Yes.
Having the ability to adjust and modify is very important.
100%.
But I will say, success for me, the reason I know I'm on the right path or not, if I feel time, like I want to be doing things where time disappears. When I do the things I love, I'm like, oh my God, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Versus when you do something, you're like, oh my God, there's
this
like 10 more
so
hours
true.
Of this. So freedom of time
and
geography for me is the ultimate success. Now, what am I doing during these things? It's definitely music. It's definitely content creation. It's meeting people like you, spotlighting talent, giving back as much as possible. Yeah. That to me is success, whether it comes with a Grammy or not, whether it comes with a Lamborghini or not. I don't like Lamborghinis, but I'm saying it's not the external things, even though money does help provide these things?
Of course.
It's the freedom. For me, it's the abundance of time and the ability to do whatever you want with whomever you want, wherever you want. That's success for me.
Damn, your answer was way better. Okay.
All right, take notes, Shauna.
No, but I gotta take notes. Okay, success is. Can you repeat that?
Well, you'll just watch the podcast. The reason I say that, mind you, this didn't happen overnight. This is over many, many years of like thinking I wanted something and then getting it and like,
no,
I thought I wanted this, but this isn't really what I want.
Yeah.
So I used to chase more external things or material, let's just say. I like looking good. I like things that taste good.
Yes, you know what
I
mean?
So there's nothing wrong with wanting things that are materially, quote unquote, shallow or whatever.
100%.
Like, that's for no one to judge. You know, if it doesn't suit you, it's, you know, it's taste based. But when you're able to express and articulate your thoughts, that's something I've been able to do because I've experimented with a lot of things. The common thread is creativity. So being able to spend the majority of my time doing creative things, that's the ultimate goal for me. You know, again, the rest is like very, very, very secondary, you know?
Totally agree.
I don't know if that answers your question.
No, of course it does. Like, what a beautiful answer. And I totally agree with you. It's insanely important. And you become the best version of yourself when you do that. You're invincible.
Absolutely.
Being invincible, but still being there to give, you know, like, because some people, when they become invincible in a way, they're like, okay, it's me, you know, just me. But no.
That's, and with time, that's definitely become more clear. At first, it's me. You're looking for external validation. When you flip that on its back, it becomes, I'm happy with me. So it's internal. The validation comes from within. You don't need it from without. Yeah. And you're like, it's not about me. How can I serve? How can I give to others? So that's, again, that could happen early. That could never happen. Yeah. You know, so it's not a right or wrong, but I feel like that's kind of been my trajectory is in that. I'll tell you, I've purposely kept ego at bay, as in like anything that feeds the ego, I kind of shy away from. There's a reason this podcast isn't called the Zen Akari podcast. you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but in general, I'm not someone who likes to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but it's not something I seek. You know what I mean? Like, especially having worked with all the artists I told you about, I'm like, I don't want that. You know, like first you think you want it.
Yes.
You know, at that age, I'm like, oh man, if only, or wouldn't it be nice? But then I stripped it down. I'm like, what do I like about what I'm looking at? The ability to be on stage and share it with the people, not everything else that comes with it. Like, oh, paparazzi everywhere. Yeah. It's like, man, these people, you know, there's certain cases, I don't want to kind of out anyone, but they're miserable. A lot of these people are miserable. I'm like, what's the point? You know, I'm like, it's a huge slap in the face. Yeah. You're like, so you bust your ass just to get there. And then this is what you get in return. What are you doing? What are you doing it for? And I'm like, of what I'm looking at, what do I like? I take notes, mental notes, mind you, you know?
Of course.
So I think success is wanting something when you get it. Like, this is what I want. Because you think you want something, then when you have it, you're like, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Liking what you have, you know?
Yeah, of course. You know? Of course. And you know, also, success is always wanting, accepting to learn.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And like, never stopping,
it
growing.
It will never stop. Yep. Never. Yep. Accept these lessons. And I think from people, from experiences, from everything. And yeah, it's just like, once you learn from these every single time, it's amazing. I also had a question. Sorry, I'm just super curious.
It's fun by all means.
Why 963?
There were many attempts to leave the States and come back to this part of the world. The first one being in 2009. I wanted to say, you know, because I've always struggled with needing a 9-to-5. In order to support, you know, because being an artist is not a cheap thing.
Yeah.
Mind you, this is before YouTube really blew up or social media as we know it today. You know, access to the things that are now available to most artists wasn't available. So it was, you know, whether it's studio, whether, you know, I've built my studio like piece by piece. Mind you, at one point it was like 5 times the size of this. So I've kind of shrunk it down because once you know what you know, you're like, I can do whatever I want on a phone. You know
guys,
what I mean?
If you see his studio, you would fall in love. His apartment in his studio, you would fall in love. Sorry, his studio and his apartment. I'm in love.
It's all good. And I told you, anytime you want to use it, you're more than welcome to come.
Thank you.
But so, you know, on one of my initial attempts to leave the U.S. to come and exclusively do music, I was like, if I go back to Syria, where I'm from, what would I want to do? And so 963 happens to be the calling code for Syria, just like Lebanon is 961.
Yes. You
know? So it wasn't necessarily that. I'm also a graphic designer by trade. So I messed around with the idea of 963. So this is a logo that I designed back then.
And I love it.
And I was like, maybe it's something I'll do something with at some point. And when COVID hit, I was like, the idea for the podcast was already in my mind. I was like, I probably want to do something. And I was like, I looked at a wall. I used to live in a different apartment. I looked at the wall and I immediately envisioned this on the wall. So I did the sign and then I was like, maybe that's what it is. And then I later found out that I'm not really into numerology, but apparently 3, 6, and 9 or that, you know, they're divine numbers, etc. You know,
so, insane.
But it wasn't by design. It was a goof, not a goof, but it wasn't intentional. It wasn't like, it's not about Syria. It's not for Syrians only, but it started from like,
it felt right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just felt right.
So that's where it came from. Yeah.
It really belongs to you, man. I love it.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you. Back to you, Shana.
Yeah.
After Cosmic Cat.
Yes.
We spoke about potential additional collaborations. Is there anything set in stone? Is there anything you can share or is it too soon?
I think, so other than my album, you know, releasing it ASAP, I've already wrote like a song for my EP.
Okay.
And I'm shifting. I think that I'm going to be shifting styles. And actually, I can't really say much because I don't know much.
Yeah, sure.
It's just me discovering myself even more as an artist.
Okay.
And creating, I already have an identity. But you know when you want to dig deeper?
Yep.
And just like you said,
a little more
experiment
maybe,
and also have this freedom of knowing what you love, who you want to be. And without thinking about what other people think, I want to get there. And so I'm working on that by writing, by meeting producers and listening to different tracks from upcoming artists and even Arabic. I am considering Arabic. It is an option. I just don't know yet how I'm going to include it into my style.
You have to try it first. And then
I have to try it first.
Yeah.
And it's just I'm very excited because really, like, this is just the beginning, you know, and I feel it and it's starting. And because at some point, you know, there are phases as artists where it slows down and I got scared. I'm like, no, I'm going to make it. There's absolutely no way. Even if it slows down now, I'm going to pick it up again. I'm going to make it happen. How? I don't know. Let me try to go to Paris. And I went and I'm like, okay, I can't live in Paris. Came to Dubai. Well, I'm home. And here I am sitting with you talking about my upcoming album, first ever album, and my EP and other projects. I'm also hopefully aiming to collaborate with artists. All of these there are no limits. I'm telling you. Also, as an artist, the way I see things, music has no limits, no rules, no obligations. I can do whatever I want. And I didn't think about that before. Now, the fact that I am limitless, like, I'm going to go ahead and just...
It's an exciting feeling because before you feel like you have to fit into a box or you have to be in a genre, you have to be, it's like, oh, but then people...
Especially Arabic. Let's talk about that. You try to fit in and try to do maybe bilingual songs just collaborating with upcoming artists. And I love that. I would love that. But it isn't always about fitting in and doing the same thing. It's actually doing the absolute opposite of it, which makes it more interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Other than Rosalie, are there kind of trailblazers that, I don't want to say, whether you look up to want to model? I'm just wondering, looking at what music is doing globally right now, what's kind of really like just moving the needle for you? Like, oh, this is, not that you necessarily want to do that.
100%.
Like, I love what this person is doing. I love this group or whatever.
Cleo Sol.
Mm.
Snow Allegra, Cezelle, Women Empowerment.
Yeah, of course.
Women. Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Man, there are so many people. These days I've been listening to these artists, but I've discovered one yesterday. I can't remember her name because I discovered her yesterday.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just wondering.
And you know how I got to... Also, I feel like my vibe could really fit into the vibe of Snow Allegra and Chloe Saul in my own way. And the show that has helped me a lot with discovering new artists is The Colors Show.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing. With artists that are not necessarily super known.
You would never hear of them otherwise. Yeah.
But the talent, oh my God. Oh my God. And I love Mac Miller with the instrumental, the way he just vibrates with, it's insane.
That's really cool.
I'm sure I have many other, but these are the ones that
I wanted to kind of like a rapid fire top of mind. You know, what comes, you know, first names that come into your mind. You had mentioned something about potentially going to LA.
Yes.
I know that's in the cards for you.
Yeah.
What do you hope to do if and or when you go there?
I, for now, have no idea.
Blank slate.
Blank.
Yeah.
Blank. It's, I am going. How? When?
For how long?
For how long? Why?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
Okay.
I'm just going to go. Like, put everything that I've done, bring them with me, like a backpack of my whole journey.
Your tools.
My tools, bring them to LA and see what it has to offer me. And just like you said, God's plan. That's it.
You're in good hands. I'm not the least bit worried. Like I said, I'll double down and say the excitement. And you're just oozing energy, positive vibes, which I think
we
need more of. Because it's so easy to, again, get bogged down by like, oh, I'm not doing enough. This person's doing this. I'm not. When you feel limitless, mind you, that's going to ebb and flow, right? You're going to have the peaks and the valleys, which is perfectly normal.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
I feel like at the core, you're leading with positivity and excitement, which I think will serve you well in your
journey.
Thank
you so much.
You're going to Lebanon and coming back to Dubai, I understand, right?
I hope so. We have to find a way. I'm coming back.
You'll be back.
Yes.
Is there a project you're coming back for other than the album or the EP that you mentioned?
I don't know. No. Okay. For now, my priority is my album and my EP. And really, like, connecting with artists, this is what I love the most. Discovering myself, I think all of these, becoming a better singer, a better dancer, etc. And you never know what the plan is later on. But of course, I'm, just like I said, no limits. So I'm open to anything. And we'll see.
I love it. Like we spoke about when we first met off air, I feel like you could really own the singer, performer, dancer thing because I don't think anyone is doing well.
Thank you.
I'll repeat that and say you could really own that lane and just show what's possible because
thank you so much.
Need it. Honestly, we need it.
I'm working on it.
You know?
Of course, I'm, you know, there's one thing. When you have talents, several ones, Hiram, if you don't use them for yourself, for the world, it's not to show off. I'm going to tell you what's my success is to inspire others as well. Like, you can be a singer, but you can also be a singer and a dancer at the same time, and a writer, composer, which that already exists, but also so many other things. So I think, it's just...
I think the theme is limitless. That's the theme.
Podcast channel is limitless.
I love it.
So it's just really inspiring others to showing them that and showing myself, proving to myself when I actually step forward, I'm like, you did that. It might not be that big, but you actually thought you couldn't, but you didn't give up. You did it. And that inspires others. And I want to inspire others because so many people inspire me. My friends, my family, you artists, everyone. And I think the world we live in, we have to inspire each other more, spread love more, spread positivity, spread kindness, give. This for me, this is success.
I think
at the end, like
it's all
I
good.
Found the definition.
No, it's all good. It'll evolve. It's good. You lean into it, but that's great. I'm so excited for you again, Shauna.
Thank you.
I know we'll be doing this again. You know, when you release the album,
definitely.
I want to talk details. Like, I want to dive deep into each track and,
I'd
you know,
love
the thought process behind it.
I'd love that.
Good luck to you with everything you're doing. I'm not worried about you. I think your star is going to continue to rise.
Thank you so much.
I will definitely you know, keep an eye out for you. And you've got my full support. If there's anything I can do for you, just let me know.
Thank you
and
so much.
I'm glad we were able to do this.
I appreciate you so much. And it was so beautiful. I could talk for hours. It's insane.
More to come. More to come. What's the best way to either keep up with what you're doing or your socials? Let me know.
And then I'll put it
on the screen for people.
Sounds good.
Support Shauna. She's amazing. I'm really excited about what the future brings.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. It's a pleasure to share everything with you.
I'll see you soon.
I'll see you.
Cheers.